stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Welcome back to Relationships 3D, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, right here on Bashani and Worldwide, folks. I'm here with my good friend, Dr. Tersha Hamilton. What's going on?
What it be, good people? What's happening?
Listen. Today we want to talk to you guys about something that I think everybody is kind of going through, or they go through sometime in their life or every year. Some people, it comes up every quarter. I don't know what your frequency is, but here's something we want to talk about. Relationship detoxification. What is that? Have you ever been in a situation in your life where you just felt like things were too cluttered? Like, you know, time is going by and it feels like you just got a whole lot of stuff and you don't know where the organization is, right? Mm-hmm. Well, for me, you know, I am a shoe connoisseur. I'm a watch connoisseur. I'm a connoisseur of a lot of stuff. But sometimes you got to find a way to detoxify things. Mm-hmm. And detoxification doesn't always mean it's deadly. It just means you got to clean up some things. You got to cleanse. You got to purge. You got to, you know, just shore up where you are. I want to talk today about that relationship detoxification. And this could be in any area of your life. It's in relationships. It's in, you know, money, finance. It's in, you know, education. It's in everything. So let's talk about that. Have you ever been in a situation, Dr. T, where you felt that there was a need for relationship detoxification?
Yeah. I mean, the simple answer is yeah.
Yeah. Well, talk to me a little bit about it.
Well, I'll tell you like this. For me, I'm okay. So let me back up a little bit. I will say, as I reflect on my life and my days, I realize certain things about myself. I realize I'm not as patient as I thought I was. I thought I was one of the most patient people in the world. Watch I out. Still sort of think I am. Mm-hmm. But that might not be true.
Mm.
So I say that because I don't think I hold on to people I feel who are toxic very easy. So my detoxification process with respect to relationships and people is pretty quick and often. Yeah, I purge people. I do some purging. Mm. But I'll say this. You say that detoxification doesn't necessarily mean, how did you put it? Doesn't necessarily mean that
doesn't
what?
Always have to be poisonous or, you know.
But it is. Yeah. But it is. Because the word toxic mm-hmm. basically means that this thing, whether it is a chemical, a thought, a person, is doing damage to you. It is doing damage. Now, how quickly it will kill you or whether or not it'll kill you is something else. But it is doing some sort of damage to you. That is what toxic is. And so if you have a relationship, if you have a person that is in your space, for however long they're in your space and they are no good for you, they either mean harm to you or they don't mean harm to you, but it's still causing you harm. That's toxic. That's poisonous to you. And that means you need to let that go. Or they need to clean up their toxic ways so that it is no longer poisoning you. So I just wanted to challenge that to say that, yes, it is poisonous. Yes, it is dangerous. It just may not be something that's going to kill you right off.
I think I want to let it go.
Let it go. Hey.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm hearing what you're saying, and I can agree, because when you think about the word toxic, that's exactly mm-hmm. what it means. But when you're also thinking about it from relationship detoxification,
let it go.
I can see that point. and you've got to be able to say it's time to let it go. See, mm-hmm. the thing that I think causes people to have a lot of hiccups, Dr. T, is this, and you know my NEF formula, but it always just comes back around to that. If you remove the name, if you remove the emotion, and you remove the feeling off of a thing, mm-hmm. if it looks bad on the big screen or whatever it is that you may be reading or watching, then it's bad no matter what name, emotion, or feeling that you put on it. So when you get to the point where you say to yourself, you know what, this relationship is toxic. Mm-hmm. Either I am going to cleanse or purge, or I'm going to completely let this thing go mm-hmm. as a whole. The next thing that I want to say is sometimes you have to prune. You mm-hmm. have to prune. So you got cleanse, you got purge, but then you have to prune.
Right.
I might have to correct the way that branch or vine or whatever is trying to grow mm-hmm. because it's not showing growth. Maybe I cut it off so that it can grow back better, mm-hmm. stronger, whatever the case may be. So in life, there are a lot of different relationships that you have to detoxify. You know, some people would think, like, just because you have an abundance of something, that means that it's good. Well, balance in all things, or harmony, if you would, in all things, is really where the sweet spot is. Mm-hmm. So I'll make this comical. You know, I had a relationship that I had to cut off after several years of seduction. It happened to me. Now, let me break that down for you. Yeah, y'all, Dr. V, seduction, what's going on? Yeah, I was seduced by Snickers for a very long time. Every time I went to the gas station, every time
so
I went
satisfying. To the gas station, it's satisfying.
I had to, you know, because it's a Snickers. They satisfy you, right? But it was satisfying all the wrong parts of my body. You understand? So I had to get to a point where I had to say that relationship with Snickers was toxic mm-hmm. to me. Now, you know, it may be a couple people who out here about 125 soaking wet, and they can eat them Snickers all day long. But for me, mm-hmm. it became a problem. So I had to cut that relationship. And the way that I did it is I started with a cleanse. Some would call it a fast from it, whatever you want to call, that actually turned into a purge. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after multiple years, I was able to just prune it and say, oh, every now and then I may grab one of those. So you never know exactly what you have to cut off or pull or scale back on in your life. And only you can make that decision. You know, if something is hindering you or hurting you or, you know, overtaking or overwhelming you, yeah, you gotta make a choice at that particular point in time. Now, the question is, how long is too long? Mm-hmm. How long do you let it go on before you make the decision? Right. And that, there's no specific metric for it, but I tell you this, the moment that it gets out of hand, the moment that you can't control it, I think is a good measuring tool or stick for you to say, wait a minute, it's time for me to evaluate this thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Let me add a third category to that. You said you got to purge it mm-hmm. or you got to prune it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that a third category is to partition it. Mm-hmm. In the body, if there is something that your body does not know how to deal with, doesn't know how to handle, it's harming the body, but it can't quite get rid of it right then it will partition it. That is what calcifications are. So like it will literally create a hard shell around a thing so the thing can't go anywhere, but it cannot harm the surrounding area anymore. It might, you know, fill with fluid, basically put it in something that will keep it from harming someone else. In your yard, if you can't, you know, if you can't control a dog, you put the dog in a cage, mm-hmm. right? You partition it away from something else. And so I think about that because this past month, I've been talking about decluttering and spring cleaning because, you know, March 20th was the first day of spring. And that's the perfect time to start letting go of the things that you don't need the things that are harming you, the things that are weighing you down, so that you can receive the newness, you can receive the growth, you can receive the springtime and the abundance and the flowers and the sunshine in your life. Because if you have too many things around you, it's really hard to be able to receive and appreciate it. And so I started off talking about clothing and you know, furniture and all of those things. But then as the month went on, like, I'd find other resources and I'd start doing other things. And like, there were several articles that talked about decluttering and cutting off toxic relationships, even toxic relationships with parents. And I bring that up because I posted one article about severing ties with parents. And I actually had several people respond and was like, that was the best decision that I ever did. You know, I cut off communication with my mom. I cut off communication with my parents, and it was the best thing I ever did. And some of them said that they never went back. And some of them said, you know, years later, I was able to have some sort of relationship with my mother. And it was, you know, but it's not a full relationship. They partitioned them. They put them in a box. They don't deal with them the same way. And so I think it's important to keep that in mind, that that's also an option. Like, if you absolutely cannot cut people out of your lives, out of your life, or you cannot teach them how to treat you, then you might have to change how you respond to them. You might have to put boundaries on them. Whether they realize it or not, you might have to put those types of boundaries on them and on yourself, so that you limit contact, you limit communication, so that you can save yourself, so that you can grow, so that you can actually be happy in your life, in your relationship, in your finances. Oh, in your finances. You got somebody who's sucking the money out your pocket all day, every day, and they're not benefiting you, cut them people off. Put them on do not answer. Block them.
It's pretty strange when you look at it. You know, in life, you got to determine what the access or the flow will be to you. You have to really guard yourself in those regards, because most people, what they do is they want that free-flowing access to you, but they don't really know you like that, you know. And it's really on the person, because if you give people access and free reign to you, then you can't complain when people start tapping into that resource or, you know, whatever it is that we're talking about. So especially when you start talking finance, you know, I remember a long time ago, the way that I used to teach people is this. I'm like, look, you know what? I got a financial pot, and that's, I put a cap on that pot, and that's all that I'm giving away for the month. And whether mom calls and she needs the whole thing at one time, that's all I'm doing for the month. if you know, cousin calls and, you know, they needed a fourth of that, you know, I check in, because this is something that Lynn and I talk about. That's it. We're not going over that. So if you come in and you needed $50, let's say the pot was 20 or 200, excuse me. And then you come in, you need $50. But then mom calls and say, I need $200. I'm sorry, all I got is $150 I can help you with. Well, you know, I can't do nothing but $150 for you. That's what I got. Why? Because I've already allocated that which I'm willing to go to or for, right? Now, if somebody comes and they need 10, and 10 people need 10, or 10 people need whatever, hey, if that's how it works, that's how it works. But you've got to put a boundary or a barrier, you know, in the areas where you want people to not take advantage of. So if you don't have a boundary, then people are always going to take more than you're willing to give. But if you set up those healthy boundaries, hey, you know what? No, we don't talk about that on this end. Oh, okay. Well, no problem. I know not to come talk to you about that. Hey, well, this is what I'm able to do. Okay, well, you've already allocated. This is what you can do. Whatever that may look like, it doesn't really matter. In your relationship, like you said, in finance, in dating, in this and that, whatever those boundaries are, people will respect the boundaries that you put up. Now, at the same time, you can't have Fort Knox up, but then saying, oh, I want to be open to everybody. Your mouth says one thing, but your actions say something else. So you've got to make sure that everything actually lines up. So far, we've talked about cleanse, purge, prune, partition, and pretty much that's where we're at. Those four things, cleanse, purge, prune, and partition. That sound about right?
Sound about right.
Okay, so relationship detoxification. What do you need to detoxify in your life? What are some things that you may find that are hurting your relationship or hurting you moving forward? I have a question that pretty much, you know, this is, we're going into this next quarter. We got all the stuff going on. Are you okay with where you at today? Are you okay with where you're at today? And if not, what are you doing about it? This is what I call self-reflection, which helps people to get through what we were just talking about, that spring cleaning and, you know, all of these different things. If you don't focus on it, it'll never get done. So the question is, where are you today? As opposed to where you want to go or where you want to be. Focus on it and watch the evidence and the results start piling in. Whatever you give time to, time is one of those precious commodities. Whatever you find yourself giving time to, that's what you're going to start seeing results in. So that's my question for you guys tonight. That's my question for you today. That's my question for you for the week or the month or the year. What are you giving your time to? So as we talk about detox, let's talk about detox when it comes to the health side of the body. So a lot of people do cleanses, right? A lot of people do juicing. A lot of people do smoothies and this, that, and the other. I want to know, what are your thoughts on these different levels? You know, being a naturopath and everything like that. I know the fad or the thing that is going on, the trend right now is that apple cider vinegar, right? Apple cider vinegar is like what to the human body? Because I believe that that helps to detoxify the body as well. But I want to hear from your perspective.
What I understand about apple cider vinegar is that it helps the body detoxify because it helps the body balance, rebalance itself. It also helps the body digest better so that if you're getting more nutrients, more actual nutrients, then your body can actually use those nutrients to do its job better. One of those jobs just happens to be detoxification. So does it actually detoxify in and of itself? I don't believe so. No. What it does is it helps to bring more balance so that the body can do its job more efficiently.
Got it. Okay. Understood. Because I know that's something that a lot of people are utilizing and doing, you know, to bring the acidity and all that stuff together, like you mentioning the balance and stuff in life. Water is one of those great purifiers. Talk to me a little bit about how water actually helps the body.
Well, your body is made up of at least 70% of water, just like the earth is at least 70% water. So think about, you know, if you just think about how much that is, most of your body is made of water. That means that if you're not getting an adequate amount of water, then that water can't flow very well. That water can't move and go and do things that it needs to do very well, which means that all of the processes in the body that are water dependent cannot function as well. So, you know, again, detoxification is one of those. Cleansing is one of those. You know, you can't produce fluids, whether that's like your joints, your cerebrospinal fluid, your blood, like those things exist, but they don't exist as optimally if you don't have the adequate amount of water. So water is life. Water is important. Water is like up there with air. You know, you can survive for about 4 to 7 minutes without air or water. I'm sorry, without air. You can survive like 4 to 7 days without water, right? So you need water in your life. It's right up there with air. So yeah, that's the thing. I know, I remember my grandmother used to tell me that when she was drinking, like when she went through phases where she would drink a lot of water at times, she would actually lose weight. That was the only thing she did differently, mm-hmm. was drink a lot of water. And I'm not saying y'all need to drink water to lose weight. That ain't what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that if you have adequate amount of water, then your body can shift in such a way that it can release some of the rest of the things that it's holding on to that it no longer needs, or that it couldn't get rid of because it wasn't adequately hydrated. Mm. It could be as simple as drinking more water to get things moving and done within the body.
Mm. Understood. You know, one of the things that I used to hate about the military, when you first jump in, you go through all this training, was this thing called forced hydration. And when I tell you, they would make you drink so much water that like you constantly are running to the bathroom and you're like, my God, man, this don't make sense. But at the same time, there was such rigorous activity that we were doing that the body needed to have the additional water. Now, some would turn around and say, well, you're missing the electrolytes that you need too, but they'd run you into the ground till it's time and then they'll have you go eat. So you're going to have all that water in your system and then you'll actually get the nutrients that you need from food. So I remember that vividly, like, ooh, man, I'm about to burst, you know, but it really helped. So I totally get what you're saying. So as we look at that, relationship detoxification, are there some toxic people in your life? And if so, what are you doing about those relationships? Are you woman or man enough to stand up and say no more? Today is the day I've got to check my relationships. Mm-hmm. If I'm staying up at night thinking about X or thinking about Z, and that person could be sleeping just as sound as a baby, that's a problem. You know, if you have that over and over and over again, that becomes a situation where you're like, wait a minute, I can't be thinking more about you than you thinking about me. That's a problem. You know, just different little things like that. We're not going to dive too deep into it. But what are some situations, folks, that you see yourself having to detoxify when it comes to relationships? And as I mentioned, yes, I made it comical talking about the sweets. But sometimes you got to purge, folks, you know, and I'll be honest with you. I probably do need to purge in my closet right now. I've got way too much stuff, but I do this literally every 90 days. I look at certain things that I do need to actually right size, and as well as what I call self-analysis, so that you don't get analysis paralysis. Mm-hmm. That's important, too. So you've got to check yourself at times before you have to get checked by other people. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So we've been talking about learning the different phases of it: cleanse, purge, prune, and partition. These are things that you can literally do in your relationships that will help you to not have such back up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. 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 Well, this is just another topic that we're talking about. You know, we want to make sure that we hear from you. We want to see how things are going. Hey, we're actually moving into another phase of life. Whether you get it or not is totally up to you. Whether you pick up the nuggets or not is totally up to you. But you'll never be able to say that the nuggets weren't dropped. So right here on Relationships 3D, we want to bring you something fresh and something new every single week. We want to hear from you. We want you to tap into the group. We want you to tap into the page and talk to us, folks. Let us know what's really happening in your life. Until next time, folks, I'm Dr. Vernette A. Joseph with my good friend, Dr. Tertia Hamilton, on Relationships 3D.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.